Sprint Cellular Concepts,
Lewis Bakeries, AT&T Yellow Pages,
First Tennessee,
and your local State Farm agents. Now, let's join Coach Stockstill and your host, Chip Walters.
Welcome in to Rick Stockstill Live for a Monday night at Coach's Grill. Obviously, this is not Chip Walters.
Yeah, you're a lot better looking than Chip. I give you that.
Chipper is in Los Angeles. You think he can find his way around out there, Coach?
He better get a chauffeur.
He is there with Blue Raider basketball as Middle Tennessee will be playing out there on tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. Well, the Blue Raiders have a couple of big home games coming up in the next 2 weeks. We'll be talking about last weekend's game at Monroe. And we also have some other things to run over. So, Coach Stock, good to be in here and be with you again.
Glad you're up here. Looking forward to tonight. We'll have a good time.
I was with the women's basketball team at State College, Pennsylvania, over the last three or four days. And the things that were going on up there were just unbelievable. And I know all coaches everywhere, collegiate, high school, or whatever, were very much in tune with the situation up there and what was going on. And how could you not be?
If you got a TV, you knew everything that was going on,
right?
Because it covered 24/7 throughout the day there for the last week.
And I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on that as a head football coach, and because things like that are just really out of the ordinary scheme of things.
Well, you know, like everybody has said, to me, it's a travesty. It's a tragedy to those families and those kids. And it's something that's, you know, when you're miles, hundreds of miles, thousands of miles away, you don't know everything and you can't make judgments completely on what you hear and what you read. So, but if everything they're saying is true, it's very disgusting. It makes you sick. Just as a human being, take football out of it, take being a coach out of it. It's just, you know, our kids are the most precious things that we have out there, and we've got to do everything we can to protect them and give them the life that that we have.
The right of innocence, really. And, and you know, people are saying, you know, well, I would have done this, I would have done that. He should have done it, he should have done it. But you really never know until you're in that spot yourself and you're the man, you know.
Yeah. And you know, Joe, Coach Paterno said it, you know, hindsight, he wished he'd have done this and that. And, you know, he knows more than anybody, so I can't pass judgment on that. But I just, it's tragic to me. It's very sick. It's disgusting.
You had your own thing in another way last year with Dwight and everything that happened there, but this is so much different than that, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I mean, last year, Dwight, that deal was nothing, you know, compared to this.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about children. You're talking about families, kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there's no comparison whatsoever.
But you just never know what the next phone call is going to bring, do you? We're going to take a break in just a moment and talk about the Monroe game when we come back. We'll also be talking we'll have a guest as usual, the voice of the Arkansas State Red Wolves, Matt Stoltz, will be joining us about midway through the program. And we'll accept your questions for Coach Stockstill. Anything you might want to ask, the young ladies are passing the cards around. Just jot your questions down and bring them up here. And we'll be back with more. Rick Stockstill Live continues from Coach's Grill here on the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU Athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family-operated and owned business since 1989.
Hey, Jim, read on your status. You're about to play the new Money, Money, Money instant game. Did you win?
Oh, I haven't played it yet.
What are you waiting for?
Well, I'll only play when I feel enough people are supporting me. And last time I looked, only four people liked my status. And I had one comment. Win some money, money, money for me. I need at least seven comments.
Instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Play them in your own way. And now you can play the newest instant games, Wild Eights, Money, 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 and Seven Times Lucky. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Glad you could join us here in person, and those of you listening on our Blue Raider network stations, wherever you may be, and on the internet, because I know we have a lot of listeners online. Coach Stock, Saturday's game at Monroe just got off to a horrible start, didn't it?
Yeah, we opening kickoff. You know, we missed a tackle down there, and they get it back to about the 38-yard line. So we, start out in a bad field position, and then we they go down and score, and we get the ball back. We get good field position. We get a first down, and we got a double pass there, and it's gonna be open for a touchdown with Blizzard there. And we just drop the ball and turn it over, and so they got the ball again, a good field position there about midfield, and they go in and score. And then our first play again after that, we throw an interception, and it kind of snowballed after that. So we just it was a lot of self-inflicted wounds. We gave up the deep ball, got over the top of us there, and we lined up wrong. We didn't get lined up right. We gave up a long touchdown run, but we never got anything consistently going offensively either until the last two drives of the first half.
Yeah, and I know you go into a game with a plan, and when things happen like that and happen as fast as they do, sometimes it just that plan just goes out the window sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we we had to change a little bit what right. we were doing offensively, and but we after the 10-minute mark of the second quarter, when we finally got a stop defensively, we played really well the last 40 minutes of the game, but just the first 20 just killed us. And we had, as crazy as it sounds, we had a lot of opportunities, still offensively to get in the game. And we don't score there at the end of the first half when we had a guy open. We score the first possession of the second half, and then we get it going again, and we have the fumble, we turn it over, and we get down there three or four more times in the second half. We didn't finish the drive where we could have made it a, like I said, as crazy as it sounds, we had a chance to make it a game.
Yeah, and we've had a couple of games recently where that first quarter's been scripted about the same way.
Yeah, the last three games we, start out 28-0, 24-0, and we find get our way back in. Just We just got to come out and play a little bit better and play smarter. And we're doing things right now that are getting ourselves beat by not getting lined up right or turning the ball over.
Yeah. We lost three games, very close games early in the season, 3 points, I think, each time, and games that could have easily been in the win column. Do you look back at that and say, you know, what if, or would that have affected us later in the season had we been able to win one or two of those?
Well, you know, I don't know if we ever, I was thinking about this today, I don't know if we ever recovered emotionally from those games. And, you know, those first five games were so emotional, you know, with the Purdue, with Troy, with Memphis, and then Western Kentucky. Those were, you know, five emotional games. And I don't know, being as young as we are, I don't know if we actually ever recovered from it emotionally. You know, then we had some guys, you know, that we've lost in between there and now physically. But I just think the emotional part of the first half of the season, you know, took a toll on us.
Yeah. And, you know, they say that losing begets losing and winning begets winning. And I think there's a little something to that.
I think we just haven't played well enough, you know, here lately to win games. And we've got to play smarter and do a better job protecting the ball. And like I said, you know, we got to do what we're coached to do better, getting lined up and not having some, you know, missed assignments that we're having.
Yeah, will there be any special emphasis on starting a game, you know, on the right foot?
I mean, no more than
Unusual.
You always want to. It's what you talk about weekly. You know, all week is, you know, your plan, what you want to, how you want to start, and the importance of, you know, starting out, you know, positive. And you know, so we'll continue to emphasize it. Continue to, you know, emphasize protecting the ball. And obviously, you know, I've done a poor job with that. They haven't gotten the message yet how important it is to protect it. They can't fumble the ball. They can't throw interceptions. They can't drop balls, which create fumbles. So we just have to do a better job. I have to do a better job from that standpoint.
And we had all three of those happen on Saturday, and everything just led to something bad. On a positive note, you got a couple of running backs back Saturday. Yeah, Benny Cunningham and D.D., how did they play?
Yeah, okay. You know, Benny's further ahead than D.D. I don't think, you know, D.D. was much of a factor. He had a couple nice runs. I think he's still obviously favoring his knee. I don't think he's got 100% confidence that he is 100% healthy. You know, he turned the ball over there, which you can't do. And, you know, and Benny, you know, still the same thing. He had some nice hard runs. I think he's further ahead than D.D., but I don't think he's 100% either.
Did you hold him out on special teams or?
Yeah, neither one of them were on special teams. Well, D.D.'s not on any special teams anyway, but Benny was not involved in any, and neither one of them practiced today. So we'll just see, you know, their availability, you know, this weekend.
Yeah, do you have the usual bumps and bruises coming out of the ball game? Anything serious?
We got a couple guys that are, you know, Juwan Fennell, you know, he's going to be questionable whether he'll be able to go or not. You know, I think everybody else is, you know, about the same other than D.D. and Benny, and still Brandon McElroy, he's out. He won't play.
Well, keep it in mind that we were in Pennsylvania and didn't get a chance to see everything in the ball game. You did use both quarterbacks again, I understand.
Yep, and Jeff came in the fourth quarter, and, you know, again, it wasn't anything that Logan was doing bad. You know, he threw the interception there early, which was a poor decision. You know, he missed a guy there right at the end of the half. You know, but it's the same thing. You know, there's just a handful of things that he's doing that, you know, he's got to improve on. He's improving on a lot of different things each week, but he's just a sophomore, and that's some of the things that you're going to go through with him. So it wasn't as much as what that Logan was doing bad or anything like that. It was, you know, kind of the same thing as last week against Tennessee. Let's just, you know, give Jeff a chance to see what happens in here, and And again, Murph came in and did a nice job. We got us down there, but we weren't able to finish any drives and get any points out of it.
Yeah, and I noticed at your press conference last week when that came up, as it always will, you said, well, you know, if we'd changed left tackles sometime during the half, and I don't think there would have been any question about that. But when you change quarterbacks, that just sort of puts spotlight on it.
Well, I mean, that's the nature of the position. You know, that's the guy that's going to be, probably – I've always said it gets too much credit when you win and too much blame when you lose. But that's the focal point. Everybody wants to know about the quarterback, you know, and that's the pressure, that's the responsibility that comes with playing that position. And you've got to be able to handle the good and the bad, because there's going to be adversity every game, or just about every game at that position. And you've got to be mentally tough, as well as physically tough, to play that position, because not everybody can do it.
And you ought to know.
Yeah.
we're gonna take a break and be back with Coach Stock in just a moment. Coach's Grill, Rick Stock's alive here on the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations, or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU Athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
Welcome back in to Coach's Grill. Rick Stock's go live on a Monday night. Dick Palmer sitting in for Chip Walters, who's on another assignment tonight. And for you folks here, I know a lot of you are members of the BRAA and probably get their newsletter. Coach, I saw this today on the BRAA website. Benny Cunningham has written an open letter to BRAA members, basically thanking them for their support for Blue Raider athletics and for giving him the opportunity to go to school. And he recounts how he grew up in a single parent family with two or three brothers and sisters and didn't have any idea about being able to go to college. But that has been made possible partly through the support that you folks give the BRAA, and I thought it was a very nice letter.
Yeah, Benny's a first-class young man. He does everything right, both on and off the field, and I know he's very appreciative of all the support that everybody here at the university gives him and the other athletes, but especially the BRAA.
And for every story like that, I'm sure there are a dozen more that don't get told, But I know you've been in contact and stay in contact with former players, and no telling how many players that this university has affected in a positive way like that.
Yeah, I mean, you just, not only football, but all the sports,
yep.
You know, you're putting out 400 athletes a year, you know, and it's a lot of people over a lot of years that are influenced and appreciative of, you know, the opportunities that they're given by this university.
Coach, you've been here for about half the time we've been in the Sun Belt Conference, I believe. You come in 06, and it's,
yes.
Yeah, and this started as a football conference in 01. And I know one of the first things that was presented to you when you got here was, you know, we need to get the GPA up. And that was probably one of your biggest challenges.
Well, initially it was, yeah. But, you know, we've got great support from the university, and our players, you know, have done everything we've asked them to do. So that's not an issue anymore. So, in the beginning it was, but it's, our players have done a great job.
Guys are doing well in the classroom.
So far, so good.
And that's
find out in 3 weeks.
That's the name of the game. What changes have you noticed from then to now as far as the conference progressing, as all of the programs progressing as football playing members?
Well, I think everybody's gotten better each year, and I think people have, you know, I think all of us now have beaten somebody in one of the automatic qualifying conferences, and, you know, so that's a feather in everybody's hat. I think, you know, we're sending more teams, you know, to bowl games, you know, multiple teams, which is a good thing. Everybody's facilities are taking off, improving in a lot of different areas with, you know, I guess there's been three new stadiums
yep.
since I've been here, and just, you know, the overall perception of the whole conference is, you know, I think we're perceived nationally a lot better than what we were, you know, 4, 5, 6 years ago.
Yeah, and I know you talk to coaches all the time, and they seem to have a pretty good respect for this conference and the teams in the conference.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, they know when they play us that it's going to, you know, they can't, you know, they're going to have to play. They're going to have to come ready to play because everybody's good. There's good coaches in this conference. There's good players in this conference. And I think we continue to get better each year.
One of the questions from the audience tonight kind of led me into this, I guess, because there will be 10 football playing members of the conference next year when South Alabama comes on board, which will change scheduling up a little bit. Now, is everybody going to play 9 conference games? Is that the way you understand it?
I think that's the way it is now, but, you know, I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think you know, and I don't know if they'll do it on a rotating basis or how we'll do it, if it's a one-year deal or not. But I think next year, you know, there's somebody that we probably won't play, but I'm not sure how that's going to go yet.
Okay. This is a call-in show, and our number to call, 1-866-RAIDERS. That is 1-866-724-3377. Stan, do we have somebody on the line? Let's go to Brad. Go ahead, Brad. You're on the air.
Hey, Coach, you know, you said after the game Saturday, you know, that was just an embarrassing loss against a two-win team Saturday. Why did we come out so flat in that game? And what can we do this week to hope to slow down Arkansas State? You know, we gave up a lot of points to a Monroe team. They don't have the type of offense that Arkansas State has. You know, what can our defense do differently to stop that? And then, you know, just what happened last week that made them come out so flat?
Well, I don't think – thanks for calling, Brad. I don't know if it was we came out flat or not. I don't believe that. I think we had a good week of practice. We were ready to play. You know, it snowballed a little bit. Like I said, you know, we missed that opening tackle on the kickoff, and that put them down at the 38. And, you know, they went in and scored there. And then, you know, we turned it over, gave them a short field. You know, they go in and score again, and we turn it over again on the very next play. So, it was just, I think it was more of a combination of us, you know, doing things that you can't do from a schematic standpoint of turning the ball over. And then we had a couple mistakes where we didn't get lined up right defensively. that enabled them to outnumber us, you know, on the long run. And then we didn't play the deep ball very good, you know, there that they got behind us. So you're right about Arkansas State. I think they're a very dynamic team, both offensively and defensively. They got 10 seniors starting on defense, and offensively, you know, they're very diverse. And, you know, they handed it to us pretty good last year up there. You know, we turned the ball over 6 or 7 times in that game. So, to me, it's, you know, the same old story, kind of, that we got to take care of ourselves first and make sure that we're doing the things that you have to do to win games before you start worrying about, you know, Arkansas State, because you can't control anything that they're going to do. And it's about us, and we've got to play better, and we've got to play smarter.
All right, appreciate your call. 1-866-724-3377 for Rick Stockstill Live. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with our guest tonight, who is Matt Stoltz, the radio play-by-play voice of the Arkansas State Red Wolves. So that'll be coming up right after this timeout. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Rick Stockstill Live right here on the Blue Raider Network.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because 5 kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Get fired up for the big Blue Raider game with sandwiches on bunny bread or bunny buns. Perfect for tailgating, soft, fresh, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns are packed with good-for-you complex carbohydrates that give you natural energy to cheer on the Blue Raiders. Whether you're enjoying them with your home team or taking them on the road, bunny bread and bunny buns have the taste you want and the nutrition you need.
That's what I said, bunny bread.
For 100 years, Middle Tennessee State University has taken pride in educating homegrown students from Tennessee. Now, we're the number one choice of undergraduates in the state. During 2011-2012, we'll be celebrating our centennial and hope you'll visit our university and be part of the celebration. MTSU has excellent programs in aerospace, teacher training, and one of the nation's top recording industry programs. To learn more, go to apply2mtsu.com. Middle Tennessee State University, dedicated to being the best in Tennessee.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Right here on Broad Street in Murfreesboro. Nice crowd gathered here. And I know we have folks listening on our network stations and through the Internet. And we're happy to welcome in our guest tonight, who is Matt Stoltz, a young man I've known for a few years. He's the radio play-by-play voice of the Arkansas State Red Wolves. My first question, Matt, is how long did it take you to remember to call them the Red Wolves after they changed their name?
Well, I remember during the transition from Indians to Red Wolves, I had a whole summer, and that was between the 2007 and 2008 years, and I was telling myself every day that I needed to remember to call them the Red Wolves, but I've had a chance to get used to it now, and we're in our fourth year now as the Red Wolves, and it's really caught on, not only here in Northeast Arkansas, but across the state. People really like the new mascot.
It's not true that they changed that name because of the color of your hair, is it?
No, I don't think so. I think that when they changed the name, there was a little bit of backlash at first, though, Dick. 75 years with one particular mascot. I think people got really used to it, and obviously they really embraced the Indians. But, again, the Red Wolves has been something that has really rejuvenated the entire athletic program. I think people really like the mascot, and it's something that's really caught on.
Well, I know you've had a lot of fun this year broadcasting the games. You guys have had an excellent season, trying to stay undefeated in the conference, and it's been a good it's really been a good year for you.
It's really been a lot of fun, Dick. At 8-2 overall, 6-0 in conference play, I don't think people really had the expectation bar set that high for Arkansas State. But you look around this football team right now, there's a lot of confident young men. The coaches and players have really taken that attitude. And although it be being a cliche, they've been able to take it one game at a time. And they really haven't looked forward. They haven't made that mistake of looking past the next game. And they know it's going to be a big challenge come Saturday when they head to Murfreesboro.
Well, you started off playing a Big Ten team, as we did, and then hit with Virginia Tech on the road. And after those three games, Memphis sandwiched in between, you were 1-2 and haven't lost since.
No, 7 in a row is the longest win streak for an Arkansas State team since they've made the move back to a Division I-A program. It's the longest win streak since 1986. And they can match that win streak from 86 at 8 games if they're able to pull out a win on Saturday. They know it's going to be a tough chore, but right now the 7 straight wins for Arkansas State is the 7th longest in the country currently, and it's something that this team wants to keep going.
Yeah, your quarterback, Ryan Applin, and we've seen him play before. He's having an excellent season, isn't he?
He's really playing well right now. Ryan is really up as far as his productivity. Now, his touchdown-to-interception ratio isn't quite as good as it was last year, but still, you look at every other category, and his numbers are up. He's leading the conference. He's 13th in the nation this week in total offense, and really they've turned him loose in the run game, especially since conference play began. And really, Ryan is a guy that's a terrific kid. He studies real hard. He knows the game. He's going to study the opponent, and obviously he's a guy that has had all that hard work pay off for him this year, and he's really come through in some tough spots. Arkansas State has really been a fourth quarter team this year. They've outscored opponents in the final 15 minutes, 91-31, and really that's been the big reason why Arkansas State has had so many wins down the stretch. A lot of these games that they've won, and the last 2 weeks in particular, they've trailed in the second half, and they've been able to come back and find a way to win, and Ryan Applin is a big reason for that.
And a lot of seniors on that ball club, and that helps, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You look at this defense, and the defense has gone from worst to first in the Sun Belt Conference this year. And right now, Arkansas State, with a lot of seniors on the defensive line in particular, and really that's been the strongest group for Arkansas State this year, those four guys up front. And they're able to not only play those four starters, but they rotate about 10 guys on the defensive line. And really that's been a big reason why the defense has had so much success this year.
Well, with Arkansas State and Middle Tennessee being 1-2 in the league in rushing offense and also in total offense, does it point to being a high-scoring ball game Saturday, do you think?
Well, I think there's a real good shot at it, Dick. I think you look at these offenses, Arkansas State is number one in total offense. I know, and it's easy to see just by looking at the numbers what this Middle Tennessee offense is capable of doing with the three running backs that have all played this year, the receiving core, plus what Logan Kilgore has been able to do at the quarterback position for Middle Tennessee. Obviously, the Blue Raiders are capable of scoring a whole lot of points. Arkansas State is leading the league in both scoring offense and total offense, and they're capable of scoring a lot of points as well.
So we're looking forward to seeing you again on Saturday, and should be, I think the weather's supposed to be good. We're looking for a good game.
Well, Dick, we're looking forward to it. Always enjoy coming to Murfreesboro and look forward to seeing you guys.
All right. Thank you, Matt. That's Matt Stoltz, who is the radio play-by-play voice for the Arkansas State Red Wolves. Coach Stock, a team that's really on a roll right now.
Yeah, they're playing really well, and they've got a good team, and they've got a lot of experienced players at critical positions. So they're playing well, and it's not really surprising because I thought they were a good team last year, they had a couple. Well, they end up 6-6 last year, I think, but they were close in a lot of games. But they're a talented team, and especially on defense, they're fast. They're not real big, but they've got some decent size. But they're extremely fast, and they've all played a bunch of games.
Yeah, and what he said about being able to come from behind in the second half, which is always the mark of a good team.
Yeah, usually. To be able to do that, you have to be good on defense as well, and that's their strength. They present enough problems for you offensively with what they do and the skill kids that they have. They've got two really explosive receivers. The one that was at Oklahoma and then Troy, and now he's at Arkansas State. Jabari there, he's a talented player. So they've got enough weapons that you have to be accountable to everybody.
All right, we'll be back taking a break here with Rick Stocks Alive coming to you from Coach's Grill in Murfreesboro on the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
Hey, Jim, read on your status you're about to play the new Money, Money, Money instant game. Did you win?
Oh, I haven't played it yet.
What are you waiting for?
Well, I'll only play when I feel enough people are supporting me. And last time I looked, only 4 people liked my status. And I had 1 comment. Win some money, money, money for me. I need at least 7 comments.
Instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Play them in your own way. And now you can play the newest instant games. Wild 8s, Money, 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 and 7 Times Lucky. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/roastery to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters, coffee with heart.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
County schools open.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Who's on basketball assignment? Okay. Happy 15th birthday to Sam. Where are you, Sam? Okay. Happy birthday to you. Oh, you're not. Hold on just a minute. We'll get our sound system straightened out. Got it? All right. Happy birthday, Sam. Glad to have you here tonight. I wanted to talk to you about your playing days.
Ooh-wee.
You remember back far?
No, sir. Please don't go there.
We were talking about the quarterback position the other day, and that's the position you played in college, and your son's playing that position now. But the quarterback position since the time you played has evolved quite a bit, hasn't it?
There's no doubt. It's the quarterback is asked to do so much in a short period of time. I mean, guys are so much bigger and faster defensively than what they were, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. You've got to get the ball out of your hands so much faster. It's a very demanding position, and it doesn't matter, you know, what level you're playing it at. It's very demanding, and it's the things that you have to respond to and react to. You don't have a lot of time. You know, you got to get the ball out of your hand in about a second and a half, and if you get 2 seconds, consider yourself lucky. And it's why I said earlier, it's a very demanding position to play, and not everybody can do it.
What was the basic formation that you were in when you were at Florida State?
We were I formation, Dick, and
handed off, run left and right.
Yeah, we threw it a little bit, yeah. But you know, against Miami Hurricanes, we throw it a bunch. But you know, we get, you know, the spread offenses, the all that, those weren't, you know, in style at that time, you know, but everybody was, you know, I formation or, you know, three wide receivers, two back, you know, that sort of thing.
We've seen a lot of evolution of offense since those days, and now it's the spread and the wildcat and the pistol, whatever names they have for it. And you know, I got a little age on you, but when I grew up, it was a lot of single wing here.
That's what it is now. It's a glorified single
that's
wing.
That's what it is. Yeah.
You're just called something different, and but you're still doing the same thing. If you had film or you talk to people that have got a little age on you, that you know they'd say that you know we were doing this in the 40s, we were doing this in the 50s. So it's football is a continuous cycle. Everything eventually comes back around. So the spread offenses, especially with the quarterbacks that are running the ball, you know, that's as close to the single wing as you can get.
They called them tailback back then, and they call them quarterbacks now. And when they run the wildcat, that just looks like just a straight old single wing play to me. But anyway, it's now, are the defenses catching up to this, do you think?
I think the defenses, especially, you know, the good defenses that are fast, you know, that's how you know, that's the best, you know, defense for the spread. If you can match up, you know, the inside receivers with, you know, with an athletic linebacker or another defensive back, you know, you have an advantage. I don't know if you have an advantage, but you know, you got a chance to equalize it. But or if you got a dynamic guy coming off the edge, where the quarterback, you know, doesn't have a lot of time to sit back there and go through a bunch of reads, you have an advantage. So, but yeah, I think you know, defenses are doing a good job of, you know, of checking with you, you know, disguising their coverages. And when you change your play at the line of scrimmage, they're changing their coverages in their front.
And with the with teams running no huddle now, it puts a little bit more pressure on the defense. But the offense has got to keep in sync, don't they? They
well,
can't get in too big of a hurry.
Well, you know, it's the thing that the defenses, you know, do. They can't substitute with you. That's what makes it hard for defenses would face an offense that goes at a high tempo. The referee's going to stand over the ball if the offense makes a substitution to give the defense time to get their people on the field. But if you don't substitute, as soon as the ball is set, marked ready for play, you can go. And that's why you see you're seeing more 5 DBs. You're seeing, you know, more athletic linebackers to play against teams that run the spread.
Now, the scoring has just seemed to escalate every year as far as overall, as far as college football. Will there come a time when the defenses will catch up enough where we'll back off to lower scoring games, you think?
I just think that the kids today are so athletic. There's so much speed out there. There's so many dynamic players, just like that Oregon game the other night. I mean, they're eighth in the country or ninth in the country, and they're playing the number 14 in the country, and they, you know, could have scored 60 points against them. Yep. They beat them, you know, 53-30, whatever it was, and they could have scored, you know, and you're looking at here's the eighth ranked team and here's the fourth ranked team, you know, and that's why I say that there's so much, you know, parity in college football that, you know, it's hard to win. It's hard to win, and that there's so many skill players out there that, you know, who'd have thought an eighth-ranked team playing a fourth-ranked team is going to beat them 60-30?
No, that's a basketball.
And that's because kids are so athletic and they're so dynamic now that you have more explosive plays.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, there's an LSU Alabama game where you've got 1 and 2, and there are no touchdowns scored.
To me, the SEC is that's a whole different animal there. I mean, that league is the first 1 to 20. The first 1 to 20 is going to win that game. And you look at it, though, everybody in that conference, you know, I think, you know, from what I've seen, is they're going to huddle. They're going to try to use the clock. And it doesn't matter who you're playing, you know, they're going to use the clock and they're going to play field position. You know, they're going to try to do a good job protecting the ball, and it's a defensive league, and you try not to lose the game on offense. Whereas, you know, Oregon and some of those guys, Oklahoma State in the the Big 12, and Oklahoma, you know, that's an offensive league, and they're going to try to outscore you, and they don't care if it's Texas A&M and whoever they just play, Kansas State. They don't care if it's 53-50. You know, that's what they want to do. And, you know, the SEC, I mean, that's, you know, first 1 to 20 wins.
W2 is still a W, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's just the difference in the leagues.
All right, you're listening to Rick Stockstill live from Coach's Grill. We're going to take a break. Back with more of the coach of the Blue Raiders right after this on the Blue Raider Network.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
First Tennessee has lending options for any number of dreams, including dream number 111, turning home sweet home into home sweet bigger home. So whether you want money for a home project, education, or consolidating debt, we'll offer lending solutions for any opportunity. This kind of service must be why 96% of our customers would recommend us to family and friends. Plus, after you close on your loan, you'll get a free gift. For more information, visit a financial center or firsttennessee.com/dreamloan.
Hi, it's Katie back with you for Standing Nav Automotive in Tullahoma and Lewisburg. People ask all the time, what vehicles are covered by our oil changes and tires for life and lifetime powertrain protection? Here goes. Fast cars, new cars, shiny cars, green cars, big trucks, pre-owned vehicles, little trucks, white cars, big cars. In other words, almost everything at Standing Nav is covered and at no additional charge. Know what else is covered? Your peace of mind. Buy with confidence at Standing Nav, the only dealer in America to offer this triple advantage. Check it out at standingnav.com.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Rick Stockstill live coming to you from Coach's Grill on this Sunday night. Watching a little bit of the Packers and Vikings, Coach. See one of your former players. You spotted one up there, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, Eric Walden, you know, he's doing really well. He's staying healthy and seems like he's playing and having a good year so far.
Yeah. You talk to those guys any? They check in every now and then?
Probably more so text this time of the year than talk. But, yeah, both he and Jamari are both doing well.
The Raiders have sent several players up to the to the pro ranks, and I know those guys are bird dogging just about every college game every week, aren't they?
I'm sure they are, and you know, it's a long year for those guys up there in that league, and you know, they just have to do a good job of managing their bodies and taking care of themselves and try to get to Sunday.
And I know it's not the dream of every college football player to play in the NFL, but I'd say a good majority of them.
I've never met one yet that didn't have that dream of playing in the NFL, so I'd say it's the dream of all of them.
Yeah, because then, you know, you get to get a few coins when you play. And anyway, that's another story. Let's talk a little bit more about Arkansas State in detail and what can we be looking for Saturday, particularly on offense. I know we mentioned the quarterback who's having another good year, and we've seen him before, Applin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's having a good year. He's a lot better runner than what you think. Looking at him, I think against FIU he had almost 160, 170 yards rushing. He's a physical guy as a runner, and does a nice job. He throws the ball well. He can make all the throws. You know, he's big. You know, he's got some height and weight to him, so he's a very good player. And, you know, they got two really good receivers. You know, like I said earlier, the one that initially signed at Oklahoma and then, you know, got let go up there and went to Troy and got let go down there, and now he's at Arkansas State. So he's very athletic. He can run. He's a very dynamic player. And then the other one leads the conference. I think they're still leading the conference in reception. So they got some good players, skilled players. They got a good physical runner back there. He's a senior and does a nice job in the backfield. And their offensive line is very capable in everything that they're doing. So
yeah, and they're leading the league in rushing offense, and we're second. So it's going to take more than a quarterback running to do that.
They're going to spread you out and run the ball, and you know, we've got to make sure we do a good job of taking the quarterback away. I think you got to stop the quarterback in the running game, and you've got to be sound in your reads and disciplined in your reads on that. So, but it all, their offense evolves, you know, starts around and evolves around the quarterback.
We've had a few sacks this year, maybe not as many as in past years, because we just saw a couple of guys on the TV up there who had a lot when they were here. But you think we're going to be able to get pressure from the outside on that guy?
Well, I hope so. You know, I think we've done a pretty good job with our pressure this year. You know, we don't have as many sacks because we haven't been able to stop the run consistently, and people aren't throwing the ball as much. So, and then, you know, when you play Georgia Tech, who, you know, throws it five times a game. But, you know, it's just, you know, we've got to do a better job. We've got to stop the run, and that's where it all starts on defense. And we've got to do a better job than what we've done.
And speaking of defense, not only do they lead the league in offense, they're also leading in total defense in the conference. So
yeah,
that's a challenge there.
Yeah, they're really good on defense. They're very athletic. They're fast. They fly around. Dave Womack, their defensive coordinator, you know, was at South Carolina one year with me when I was there with him. So he's an excellent football coach and has done a nice job. So, but they're really good on defense. They're very physical and very fast.
All right, Coach, need to take a break. We'll be back with more Rick Stockstill Live from Coach's Grill right after this on the Blue Raider Network.
From Maryville to Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm going to be there, too. I'll be there in Allgood, Berry Hill, and Brentwood. You can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're going to get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Line from Coach's Grill as the Blue Raiders prepare to take on league-leading Arkansas State on Saturday. It's going to be, this is the Salute to Veterans Day, and it's going to be a beautiful Saturday afternoon, so make your plans to come out. This team, Arkansas State, has a lot to play for, don't they? Because they could wrap up, I understand, at least a share of the conference championship with a win on Saturday.
Yeah, I think because I think they haven't played Troy yet. I'm not sure what they have remaining schedule-wise. So we know we're going to get a team that's, you know, like the guy said, that, you know, they're playing with a lot of confidence. And you know, we know we're going to play a good team. They'll be you know, as good a team as we face this year.
And a team that I think in your 5 years here, we've beaten them three, and they won over at their place last year in like a shootout. I think
it wasn't a shootout. I mean, they beat us pretty good. And we turned the ball over, I think, six or seven times that game, and just never made it a game.
Can't do that this Saturday, can we?
Not if you expect to win. It doesn't matter who you play.
Right.
You know, and that's the number one objective. You have to protect the football no matter who you play every game.
Coach, enjoyed sitting in with you tonight. Chip will be back next week. Salute to Veterans coming up on Saturday, and also my old unit, the United States Marine Corps Reserve, will be picking up toys for Tots. So if you can think of it, bring a toy to the ball game on Saturday, and you'll find a smiling Marine there to accept it.
Good
Coach,
deal.
Good
appreciate
luck.
It. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Rick Stocks alive coming to you from Coach's Grill. That's going to wrap it up, folks. Thanks to all of you for being here. Thanks to Dwayne Hickey. Bradley Lambert set us up here, and Stan McLeod is always our studio engineer. Till next week, this is Dick Palmer. Thanks for joining us, and good night from Coach's Grill.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call Andy Womack. And in Brentwood, call DeJuan Buford.
Take a break with Bunny Bread. With the soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread is baked with nutritious, complex carbohydrates to give you the energy you need to get back in the game.